we're not able to deal with it as sin because we don't even look at it as sin. It's a problem, but we're not going to call it sin. And have you noticed what we've done in our society? We don't call anything sin anymore. And see, that makes it more palatable, changing it from what God calls it.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us as we continue a message called Death by Fork. And Pastor, last time we began to talk about the topic of gluttony, and I think you're absolutely right in what you said a few moments ago. Many of us probably don't really think of gluttony as sin. We may think, oh, I've got a problem with eating too much.
Right.
But you're saying, no, the Bible actually calls this sin.
Yeah. Well, you ever notice what the devil does to us?
What's that?
He's not original now. He steals from God. But he always wants us to go beyond the boundaries that God has set. So, for example, God gives us money. I just finished a series entitled Seven Reasons Why God Gave Us Money. And he gave us money for those seven reasons. And what does the devil do? He says, love it.
Yeah.
God gives us sex within the confines of marriage. We've said it before over air. Sex is not between a man and a man. Sex is not between a woman and a woman. Sex is not between a man and a woman. Sex is between a
man, a woman, and God.
No, Steve.
No?
Sex is between a husband and a wife.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
Husband and a wife.
Yeah.
And so what does he do? He says, okay, have it before marriage, premarital, and then have extramarital. He always takes us outside.
Sure.
God gives us sleep so that we can refresh and rejuvenate this body. And what does the devil do? He says, be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need more sleep. You know, and so basically that's what he does. You know, God says, I want you to work. And he says, man, rest. You know, and the Bible calls that slothfulness. That's why it says if a man doesn't work, neither should he eat. In other words, I'm saying all that to say God gave us food to enjoy. So you go back to the book of Genesis and he gave man, he said, from all these trees you may freely eat. And he only gave one restriction. And so here they are, fruitarians, you know, vegetarians, you know, doing it like God said, doing it. And the devil comes along and he says, hey, God gave you potatoes.
Yeah.
But let me give you French fries.
He's always taking it just a little bit too far. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know me. I have to go to the extreme.
I think many of us do, though, and that's part of the problem. We tend to go to the extreme.
That's right.
Then we end up getting ourselves in trouble.
That's right.
And as we look into what God says in Deuteronomy chapter 21, if we really take that seriously, that's actually going to have a positive impact in our health, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And yeah.
Man, I feel so much better. I sleep better. Oh, man. And I've gone like from a 56 jacket down to a 50, and I got 20 more pounds to go.
Well, you're looking good, so keep at it.
Thank you. Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 21 is where we are at as we continue a message entitled Death by Fork. Here is Pastor Ford.
And so there are eight other health ailments associated with overeating. So some folk don't eat to live, they live to eat. So today, death by fork, overeating. Now, here's the Bible word, gluttony. Tell the truth, shame the devil. In the Bible, it's called gluttony. Now, I have to be honest with you. Eating, especially your favorite food, is the most enjoyment you can have with your clothes on. Amen. Webster, my friend, defines gluttony as, it's one of the shortest definitions I've ever saw in Webster, the act or habit of eating too much. There it is. See, you can be a glutton for other things as well. So some of you, you're high school skinny. Don't worry about it. Get it for somebody else. Get the information for your mama, for your daddy, for your children, for your coworker, you know? Don't worry about it. But apply it to other things because some people are gluttons for sex, money, prestige, power, fame, fortune. I mean, punishment. So if you're skinny, high school skinny, or, you know, got the body fat of a coat hanger, I know you feel like I should have said something else today, but you apply it to whatever you're struggling with, because you're struggling with something. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about skinny people, because some of you were in school, and if you turn sideways, the teacher mark you absent. Mm-hmm. Now, you know there is a disease called anorexia. I ain't going to go there. But here's what we need to know. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1 that God created the herb-yielding seed. That's not reefer. The herb-yielding seed and produced fruit and vegetables and gave us everything. Genesis 9, he says, after the water subsided and he put the rainbow in the sky, he said, go out and eat everything you want. Plant-based, animal-based, eat everything you want. So then the Bible tells us that God has given us all things freely to enjoy. So I'm not trying to rob you of the joy of your cheesecake. Psalm 22, 26 says this, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. Yeah. So in fact, we don't know what we're going to do in eternity. Anybody know what we're going to do? We're going to worship. We know that, right? Anybody know what else we're going to do? Eat. We're going to eat. We won't need to, but we are. I don't know why. I can't explain it. But Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 and 2 says that there are 12 trees in the New Jerusalem in heaven. There'll be 12 fruit trees. I don't know what kind of fruit's going to be on it because it doesn't tell us. But we will eat from the fruit trees. How do you know that? Because Ezekiel 47, verse 12 tells us that we will eat from those fruit trees. Ezekiel was talking about the millennial kingdom, and he said, we will eat the fruit for meat or food and the leaves for healing. And of course, when you understand that, I want you to come back and explain it to me, because, you know, why would we need to eat from those trees in heaven when we'll be perfect? And why would we need healing when we're already going to be perfect? So you help me out on that. And so we've got to deal with overeating. It's an elephant in the room. We don't want to talk about it. And so we got to deal with it. We got to deal with it and be on it. We've got to be on it like white on rice, like a duck on a June bug, like stink on a hog, like tick on a dog, and like a body shirt on a bishop. We got to get on this and get healthy. So how are we going to do it? Come on, walk with me. I'm not going to keep you long. Notice, first of all, what we have to do is realize it's a sin. Come on, talk to me. What do we have to do? Realize it's a sin. Okay, let me show you that. Deuteronomy 21. I'm going to begin at verse 18. I'm just going to read down to verse 21. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and who, when they have chastened him, will not heed them, then his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city and to the gate of his city. And they shall say to the elders of his city, this son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Then all the men of his city shall stone him to death with stones. Man, so shall you put away the evil from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. Here's the point. Here's why I read the passage. That I want you to see that he lists two things that are wrong with this rebellious son. He is a glutton. That's somebody who overeats. And he is a drunkard. That's somebody who has excess alcohol or wine. So then the word that he uses, evil, is the word ra. Say ra. R-A. Say ra. In other words, here he's showing us gluttony is a sin. Now, the word raw literally means this, a failure to meet a standard, and usually that's the standard of holiness, or a failure to be below the standard. So it means you're either below the standard or above the standard. And so not meeting it or excess whatever. And this is the thing that gets me. Now, why do we have to start there, Pastor Ford? You have to have the right diagnosis to get the right prognosis. When you go to your doctor and he does the checking up, you know, you're hurting in your stomach. Why does he check your eyes, your ears? Because he want to make sure he gives you the right diagnosis. Because if he gives you the right diagnosis, the prognosis is the medicine that he gives you, the prescription that he writes. we're not able to deal with it as sin, because come on, that's why it's the elephant in the room, because we don't even look at it as sin. It's a problem. I know I'm not supposed to be this big, but we're not going to call it sin. And have you noticed what we've done in our society? We don't call anything sin anymore. And see, that makes it more palatable, changing it from what God calls it. So gluttony, I just eat too much. Self-indulgence, that's self-fulfillment. I mean, I'm just being fulfilled. Living in sin, meaningful relationship. I'm just testing the waters. Drunkenness is a disease. Killing unborn children, choice. Stuff that used to be disgusting, that's adult. Depravity, self-expression. Let me say this. There's nothing trans about gender. There's nothing gay about sodomy. And there's nothing pro about choosing to murder babies. But we've made sin socially acceptable by changing the name. Alcoholism is a disease. Okay, now look. All you healthcare professionals, you only got to email me, text me, send me. I understand. I grew up in a house with an alcoholic. I understand. I understand about transmission and all that from baby. I understand. This are some things that make me scratch my head. Like, what disease do I go and buy? I ain't never bought measles. Let me go to the store and buy some mumps. Ooh, I want me a pint of pneumonia. No, I ain't never done nothing like, and you haven't either. It's a disease. It's the only disease that I can get in the capacity I want. I can buy a pint of it. I can get a fifth of it. Well, what's the little thing that Ciroc comes in? What do they call that? And I can tell the true church folk. You know how I can tell them? Because they got this look on their face like, what is Ciroc? Yeah. No, this Bible tells me I sin when I overeat. I'm sinning when I overeat. Gluttony is a sin. I have a friend, he's a 400-pound preacher, and he always teases and he always say to me, Jimmy DeBoe, he said, let me tell you something. You can hide your sins. Other preachers can hide their sins. Everybody knows what mine is. I said, yeah, sure you're right, Brother Johnny. Yeah. And that's it, because what happens? We're not holding to the standard. In this case, not living up to the standard, not rising up to the standard of what is healthy. And I told you last week, I'll say it again, when we are well in our spirit, anybody remember? We are what? Holy. When we are well in our soul, we are what? Happy. And when we're well in our body, we are what? Healthy. God wants us to be holy. God wants us to be happy. And God wants us to be healthy.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message called Death by Fork. And we're going to get back to this message in just a moment. Got a question for you, though. When is the last time you actually heard a message about gluttony? Seems to be one of these topics that we just don't seem to hear much about in churches today. And I think that's one of the great things about Pastor Ford and his Bible teaching. I mean, he takes a look at the entire Bible, helps us dive into it, and pull out practical truths and applications for our own lives. And if you appreciate that kind of Bible teaching, I want to invite you to join us in supporting this ministry. We're totally listener supported, and that means we do depend on your generosity to cover things like production costs and airtime, and all the things that happen behind the scenes that allow us to bring you Pastor Ford's teaching each and every day. So if you're benefiting from listening to Treasure Truth, would you give a gift today? Just come to our website, treasuredtruthradio.org, and click on the donate button. There you can give an ongoing monthly gift or a one-time gift. That's at treasuredtruthradio.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Ford.
And so the devil always wants us to go to excess. You say, how so? I can tell you. You can help me out. Now, I'm giving away one of my elephants in the room. Can a Christian drink wine? God said it's okay to have a glass of wine. I'll show you that in scripture, because what does he do? Drunkenness. God gives us sex in marriage. And what does the devil do? Premarital and extramarital. God gives us money to use. And what do? We take money and love it. God gives us sleep to rest our body. And what do? We get more than anybody's 8 hours, a whole lot of us. God gave us work. And some of us is lazy as the day is long. God gave us time and we waste it. God gave us gifts and we sit on them. It's sin and it's in the text. Now let me just say this. We've got to get off of our excuses. Come on, help me out. Everybody say it. Jesus died for our sins, not for our excuses. So whatever it is, and just for me, it's my favorite sin, gluttony. And we use excuses, don't we? Let me see if you heard any of these. I've used them all. Look, I can't go anywhere I want to go. I can't buy anything I want to buy. But I can eat whatever I want to eat. Oh, y'all never used that one. How about this one? My body is different, see? There's three body types, and I'm what's called a mesomorph, which means I have a muscular structure. So that means I can hold more. See, so I can get larger. No, you mean fatter. Yeah. How about this one? You know, as I got older, my metabolism slowed down. No, Pastor Ford, it looked like your metabolism died. It didn't slow down. You'd slow down too if your arteries were being clogged by greasy fried chicken. And donuts and cakes and pies. Oh, here's one. I used to love to use this. Most of my weight is water weight. How do you get water weight from Dunkin' Donuts, pound cake, Kentucky Fried Chicken? How do you? Oh. I do have one I didn't use. I didn't use this one. You know, glandular problems run in my family. Now, I'm not saying, now somebody said, well, I do have them. I'm not denying that. I'm saying most of the glandular problems that people have to do with the mouth gland, the throat gland, to the stomach gland. It's what it is. And so the fatalist excuse, I used to say this all the time, man, you better quit eating like that, Ford, because I was with a preacher, and, it was when I was eating a whole chicken. And I would get a whole chicken. He said, you taking some of that home? I say, yeah, right here. You eat that whole chicken? Yeah, man, I look like I die. What'd he die of? Nothing. Got to die something. And so they were all excuses. And don't forget the spiritual excuse. Man, you going to eat yourself to death. Look, it don't matter. Because the Bible say, when this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I have a house not made with hands, reserved for me up in the heavens. Yeah, and you getting ready to go and get in that house a whole lot sooner than what you think you're going to get into that house. And so here it is. Contrary to what the televangelist said, you cannot rebuke the calories out of your food. I ain't going to tell you who said it. Now get this. The first sin ever committed was about eating something that God said, don't eat. First sin. Genesis 3:6, and the woman saw that the tree was good for food and pleasant to the eyes and a tree desired to make one wise. When you look at this chart, Genesis 3:6, I just broke it down for you. I know I'm trying to get to a bunch of them, but here's what it is. In Genesis 3:6, it's designation of three things. What did the devil go after? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. She saw that the tree was good for food, lust of the flesh, pleasant to the eyes, lust of the eyes, and a tree desire to make one wise, pride of life. Well, what was the desires that he was going after? The desire that's in every one of us. Appetite. Avarice, what's that? Greed. And then ambition. And they are good things, but they can become bad things when we allow the devil to control our appetites. And so some of us, our sexual appetites, our destiny is being held up by our private parts because of our appetite. And there are many of us, our waistline is blowing up because of our appetite. What are dimensions? The first one attacks us physically, the second mentally, the third spiritually. Every base is covered. So then what is he after? He is out for us to disobey the will of God, to deny the word of God, and disregard the worship of God. You mean with something like food? Yes, because the flesh focuses the eyes, and the eyes feed the flesh. So a look turns into lust, and desire turns into a decision, and a choice turns into a chain, and a sinner turns into a seducer. And so I thought about it. I did it last week, just last week, when I said something about Dat Donuts, and about 40 of you said, I never heard of it. And I told you Dat Donuts makes some of the best donuts in the city of Chicago. And you could go and they're that big, and you could get one, and one can feed five or six people. And I only eat two of them with a quart of milk. See what happened? When I went by there, a look turned into lust. I got to get me one of those. Desire turned into a decision. I went up in there. A choice turned into a chain. I can't drive that way no more. I'm not lying, because I smell them a block away and the smell hits me. And I'm like Pepe Le Pew in the cartoons. They say, you must want a glaze because that's how your eyes look. Yeah, some people are hooked on crack, on drugs, on alcohol. Some people ought to be hooked on phonics. But there's some of us, man, we hooked on carrot cake, pound cake, sweet potato pie, on and on and on. Yeah, somebody said they start naming their stuff now. In the beginning, God covered the earth with broccoli, cauliflower, and spinach, with green and yellow and red vegetables of all kind, so man and woman would live long and healthy lives. Then, using God's bountiful gifts, Satan created Ben and Jerry's.
Okay, maybe just a touch of hyperbole there, but you totally get the point, don't you? I mean, you look back at creation and all that God has given to us, and he called it good. And so often, as Satan does, he takes God's good and he twists that and makes it seem so much more appealing if we do it his way instead of God's way. We're looking at the topic of gluttony as we dive into Deuteronomy chapter 21 today, a message called Death by Fork. And if you missed the first part of this broadcast, well, you can always go and listen online. Each and every broadcast is there. Just stop by treasuredtruthradio.org. You can stream programs. You can download MP3s. You can also order copies of this broadcast on CD so you can listen to it on the go as it fits your schedule. Now, a couple other ways to do that. You can always be podcasting this program, and you can sign up at treasuredtruthradio.org. You can also get the Moody Radio app, and not only can you listen to Treasured Truth on the app, but you'll be able to listen to other Moody-produced programs and streaming music stations. So you can go to your favorite app store, like the iOS App Store or Google Play, and search for Moody Radio, or we'll link you to it when you come to our website. Again, it's treasuredtruthradio.org. Well, thanks for listening today. Thanks also to our producers, Amy Rios and Ryan McConaughey. I'm Steve Hiller. Treasured Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.